Okay, let us begin this morning with our time of confession and forgiveness found on page 4 in our bulletins and projected in front as well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the soul who seeks Him. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. In this Lenten season, we journey with Joseph in Genesis. Joseph's journey brought him to prison, though he had done nothing wrong, and he had to wait. Wait for justice, wait to be remembered, wait for truth, wait for hope. We too find ourselves waiting for many things and waiting on the Lord. As we call upon the Lord and He hears our voices, we come in confession of our sins and we confess that we have not always waited in faith.
We have been impatient
with others, leading us to not love our neighbors as ourselves. We have been impatient with you, leading us to doubt your love for us, your power and your presence. We have sinned against others and against you in thought, word, and deed.
For the sake of your Son, Jesus,
have mercy on us, forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in his word I hope.
My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning.
For with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is plentiful redemption. Almighty God in his mercy has given his Son to take upon himself the sins of the world, to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We now join our voices together in our opening song, Shout to the Lord.